Tonight, the massive explosion seen in Iran as the U.S. strikes an ammunition depot, which the Pentagon says is just the latest sign of U.S. dominance in the war, with 11,000 Iranian regime targets hit in the last 4 weeks.
The upcoming days will be decisive. Iran knows that, and there's almost nothing they can militarily do about it.
And late tonight, the president suggesting he'll end U.S. airstrikes soon.
We'll be leaving very soon, I think within maybe 2 weeks, maybe a couple of days longer to do the job. But we want to knock out every single thing there.
While praising Iranian regime officials with whom he says the U.S. is now negotiating.
We've had regime change. We're dealing with people that are much more rational. What happens in the Strait, we're not going to have anything to do with, because these countries, China will go up and they'll fuel up their beautiful ships and they'll leave and they'll take care of themselves. There's no reason for us to do it.
Still, the American military buildup in the region continues, with a George H.W. Bush aircraft carrier group leaving port in Virginia today, bound for the Middle East, with potential U.S. ground troops still on the table.
We're not going to foreclose any option. Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are.
Garrett joins us now live from the White House. Garrett, President Trump is suggesting the war will end in 2 weeks, but you have new reporting Gulf countries are urging him to keep strikes going?
That's right, Tom. Some allies, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE, have encouraged the White House to keep up the strikes to make sure Iran can no longer threaten the region with ballistic missiles or drones. Their message to the White House, finish the job.